Welcome to the Awakening Conversations podcast, where we dive into the many aspects, challenges, and life-changing lessons that are part of our spiritual awakenings. Through conversations, we are looking to bring you wisdom and perspectives so that you feel more supported and connected as you navigate your own awakening path. We are your hosts, Kate McGee and Amanda Richardson-Meyer. We've both been through our own unique awakening journeys that have changed and transformed our lives. And through these awakening conversations, we will be growing and expanding alongside you. We're so glad to have you join us. Let's dive in. Welcome back to the Awakening Conversations podcast. My name is Kate and I'm here with my co-host Amanda. And today we want to take some time to reflect on the year that has been and talk about transformation and what it really takes for us to transform and how important self-reflection and I want to say celebration is in that process of growth. So Amanda, looking forward to chatting to you today about this. We've had conversations offline about the year that has been and what we have achieved. And so that sort of sparked this conversation today as I had a moment myself, you know, a week ago going, gosh, it's the end of the year. What have I done? What have I got to show for this year? And in my first moments thinking, gosh, I don't think I did much. And then having to really take some time to look back at the details and realize how much I've changed in a year. So let's talk a little bit about transformation, reflection, celebration. Where would you like to begin?
Yeah. So I think, as you're saying, looking back and celebrating and reflecting, we have ideas and visions of what we want to do and create and how we want to improve and progress in life. And I think we're always works in progress. And so if we don't pause to acknowledge that we have put in work and energy and effort, and we have gone through these transformational changes, we can be left feeling like we're not enough, we're not achieving or at what we want to achieve or accomplishing what we want to do, or we're not on our path or on our mission. And so I think this podcast, for me at least, and maybe you agree, and I think you've expressed some similarities in that, has been a tool for us, a vehicle for us to really challenge ourselves and step out of our comfort zones and change in so many different ways that maybe we didn't realize we would change when we first had this idea. Maybe we had an inkling, but it's kind of like it's an example to me of how we can get an idea or an inspiration, a download to take a step. And we don't really know at the time what all that's going to entail, what energy, what effort, what lessons are going to come up through the process. But it's really taking the first step and deciding that I'm going to stick with something and work on it. And the byproduct is evolution and growth and change on a scale that wouldn't have happened had we just decided to ignore that little nudge to take this step. And for me, I'll say that, I mean, looking back at our first episodes, I was quite nervous and afraid to speak. And thankfully, I just told myself it was a conversation between you and me and didn't really think about the fact that people were going to be listening to it. And then I think that's what allowed me to proceed. And maybe I still do that to some degree, but I am less inhibited when I speak and I feel much more comfortable and able to speak about things that I would not have or what felt really uncomfortable at the beginning. And I think that doing this has opened up other areas of my life as well. And just this a greater sense of confidence and knowingness of this information that we're speaking about, like it feels so much more embodied and ingrained in, I think, who I am. And there's like a sense of knowing that, yes, I'm here to speak and not keep things contained like I think I was. Like a lot of these ideas I didn't speak about to people in my everyday life. And so they were just kind of looping in my head. And this container that you and I have created, well, number one, being able to talk about these things so freely with someone and not feeling like the other person thinks I'm crazy has been like, so I think healing for me and allowed my ideas to grow and expand. And I feel I have a great, much greater sense of trusting what it is that I believe in. And that's ever evolving. And I think through this container that is going to continue to grow because, right, we're evolving human beings and we're going to continue to evolve. But I don't, had we not gone through, not committed and done what we've done, this space wouldn't have been created. I think this is an episode number 40 right now that we're recording. So it's like at least 40 hours of conversation that we've had that we wouldn't have gotten on a call to do this otherwise. And so, and beyond just the conversation, it's like committing to something. And I think this is the first time in my life where I've been consistent with content creation, which that's a big win for me because I've started things and like, oh, this feels hard. And I just stopped. And because we put so much energy and effort on the front end to beginning this podcast, it almost felt like there was so much invested in someone else investing in this idea that it prevented me from walking away, which was my default. And I was able to see that, like, that urge to stop, it came up and it allowed me to move through it rather than continue that old pattern of, oh, we didn't get the listens or the views. Okay. This isn't working. We'll just stop. But it's like, because I enjoy these conversations and for multiple reasons, it's like we've continued through and it feels like we've created something, whether people listen or not. It's like the action of doing this is an accomplishment from my perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we were chatting offline about, you know, the year that's been, and the big realization for me was coming to the end of the year and knowing that I've done a lot of inner work and maybe not really seen a lot of outer manifestation yet. And having a moment of thinking, gosh, you know, I didn't do much. And then because I'm just in such a practice of doing the podcast, I totally forget that actually 40 episodes into a podcast and that actually this has been such a major piece of my transformation this year. As you said, when I look back to our first 10 episodes, I can remember the actual like difficulty of kind of getting this authentic words out of my body, out of my chest, out of my throat, holding the energy of what I wanted to say without fear. Because as you said, this was us choosing to put the inside into something recorded that goes onto the internet. And you know, that's a scary thing to do because, you know, all the fears of judgment, what are people going to think, come up. And it was actually, we have, Amanda and I own a mastermind group and we meet once a week. And we always start with sharing our wins and acknowledging the tiny little shifts that happen week to week. And for me, it hadn't been a week of particular outward action once again, but I was really able to witness the inner shifts. And that being how in the last three or four conversations we've recorded for this podcast, how I felt within myself talking about particular topics, concepts, ideas, and the way that within my own physical body, I was able to hold a completely different energy around those subjects and how I could see and sense myself not trying to contain or control the way I was constructing a sentence. I just literally felt myself feel like I was walking up to my own edges and standing at the edge of that edge and like just yelling out from that point. And it was such a revelation to be able to feel that difference of embodiment, as you said, in this is what I want to say. These are my beliefs. And what a powerful tool it has been to be consistent through the year to grow. And, you know, transformation, we want to feel different. We want things to be different. We want our lives to change. And as you said, you know, we have these default, you know, programs, habits, where when we put in the effort and we're not really seeing that return, we take that as a sign that things aren't working. Maybe there's some other way, right? But what we really can see when we stop to look back over a year or over the time where we have committed to something more fully, that the transformation takes time. And something that you've said is like, it's these tiny little steps that add up to a major transformation. And I think what can really be helpful for us as we commit first and foremost to taking a path that feels aligned for us, that feels like this is what I want. And yes, that path is riddled with fear, riddled with uncertainty, has no guarantee of success other than me showing up for it, is we get these opportunities to see, you know, the stuff we have to heal, the stuff we have to move through to grow, shift, change, become, you know, learn how to do that thing. And so I think something that's super important to assist us on that journey is taking the time to acknowledge yourself and celebrate even the tiniest little wins, because they are the little things, the little tiny pieces that are like, I always see it, sort of see it as, you know, like pixels on a screen, you know, one's blacked out, but you face that fear and all of a sudden now it comes color and you're, the picture of your life starts to, you know, emerge through you taking those tiny little pixel sized, you know, steps or having those moments of celebration and acknowledgement of your own efforts. Because transformation, exactly, it doesn't happen overnight. Success doesn't happen overnight. It's a committed practice and journey that we have to really show up for and be patient with, I think, as well, especially as we've got to meet ourselves along that way. I kind of feel like it's two people, two versions of us walking side by side, the one that wants the thing and the one that's terrified of that thing. So how do we be in relationship with ourselves when we're walking down that path? We have to hold hands and be in it together. What are the fears that I have? How do I help myself address those fears? What does that fearful part of me need to take that little step forward? And we draw on the power of the one who feels the call to move forward, wants the thing, is brave enough to take the step forward. And so that is, it's this dance between the fearful part of us and the strong part of us. And like one will be showing up a little bit more than the other, but how do we learn to do that dance with both parts? Because the fear is always going to come along with us, but it doesn't have to be something that gets in our way and stops us.
Yeah. It's such a good experience to observe when we are, when we do, when one does something like this, when we go through pattern changing experience, right? Where we accomplish something and in the process, we can look at the patterns that we were running and seeing how, when those patterns come up, we're choosing a different choice. Because really, the difference between getting to where we want to go in life or changing unconscious patterns that aren't serving us is acknowledging in the moment when we are in that patterning and choosing something different. And looking back in retrospect, I would say that doing this with you has been a reason why I was able to keep going, because there were moments when, for example, when I was editing a subtitle file, which felt so tedious and unnecessary, and yeah, I'm like, what? This is a waste of my life, my life force sitting here editing this file. And for me, it was recognizing that we do get to have a say, and whether we, number one, we could choose not to do that. But what it forced me to do was like, okay, there needs to be a better way than putting hours into editing this file. And thankfully, there's AI to the rescue, and I was able to find a solution. And so my point being that we do get to make choices about how we get to spend our life hours, right? And and at the same time, we have to go through those hard moments of questioning and reevaluating, like, do I really want to do this? Yes, I really want to do this. And at the same time, does this add to the whole of what we're trying to accomplish? But what I'm saying is that if it probably were just me in this alone doing it, I probably, well, number one, I probably would have like said, heck with the subtitles. Or imperfect is good enough. But but larger point being that, you know, having someone who is invested in this as well on the other side, it's like, I'm going to show up and not, I think harder before calling it quits, right? And also another thing is that you really helped, you allowed me to be imperfect in how I show up. And I was able to see where I judged myself for being imperfect. And you allowing me to not always be 100% allowed me to accept myself more and not realize that I don't have to be 100% in order to do a good job or be committed to something. Like I don't have to be 100% all the time, and that's okay. And that was, I think that was like a rewriting. I think like somewhere part of me learned that I gotta have to do my best all the time. And if not, there's like some unworthiness about me. So these projects, these things that we take on in life, like really do have the potential to allow us to grow, expand, heal parts of ourselves that are waiting to be transformed, so we can really step into the most authentic version of who we are. And that's something that we've talked a lot about on this podcast, is what are we awakening to? And really it's to our most authentic version of who we are. And I feel like in this year, like I'm kind of, in many ways, I've learned a lot more about myself, who I am, and I embraced more of my uniqueness and like maybe why I'm here. So it's, while we're talking about awakening conversations to support others in their awakening journeys, like I think for you too, like we're both, it's allowing us to become more of who we are. And so it's like a reciprocal relationship, right? Like by us, you know, ideally we're helping others, but at the same time, it's a vehicle for us as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's such a challenge that we've given ourselves, you know, to say, let's be our most authentic selves. Like, let's publicly produce something to allow us to be that inner widow that we've always been and are, and really embrace and love that. And, you know, it's interesting. I was flicking through a hard drive that I had, trying to find some space to, you know, sort my computer out. And I came across a file of videos that were Facebook Lives that I did back in my health coaching days. And I was 30-something back then, my late 30s. And I looked at this little baby-faced me sharing these daily Facebook Live videos, and I was like, wow, like that feels like a lifetime ago. When I look back at that version of me, I admire her so much. Like, she just was having a go at it. And sometimes I think about that version of me, especially now, where I really want to do similar things to what she did then, but I have more fear around it because I feel like the stakes are higher. Because this time is a really, really authentic version of me. Yes, that was a version of me. I talked about our mindset and, you know, health and, you know, things that I loved, but I was outwardly passionate about those things. This time around, it's like, well, it's a deeper thing that I want to share with the world. So it's, there's several layers of fear that cover up that really unique expression and that authentic expression. And so, you know, that makes it a little bit harder. And similarly, looking back to, as we just said earlier, like the very first few episodes that we created, like even that version of me, she was so young in some senses, even though it was only like 8 months ago. But that's also incredible to look back on how quickly we can change, how quickly we can transform when we really commit to and say, okay, this feeling and desire to be living my fullest expression, following the thing that I know I'm here to do, or at least even if I don't know what I want to do, following the thing that I feel so interested in doing, and I don't know why, but I feel compelled to do it. You know, it's a bumpy ride. Sometimes there's a lot of working parts to it, depending on what it is you want to do. But, you know, I think for the most part, when I think about who I know is listening to this podcast, they are people who are feeling called to be in service through whatever they're going through in their awakenings. And so that adds so much more work to our authentic expression. And so really, yeah, something you said there is like, where are we putting our life force energy? And I think that's a big question we can ask ourselves all the time, because it is, it's your, literally your light, your, you know, purest expression of you. But if we're putting that in places that doesn't serve us, like there's going to be a feeling of like grind, totally been there when it was trying to be someone I'm not and trying to fit into molds or trying to follow someone else's path. I've had to let go of all of that through the hard lessons of learning that that didn't bring me any closer to what I wanted. I could take some of that advice on board and think, okay, does that work for me? Most of the time, no. Some of it, yes. But really, when we want to be our most authentic selves, it's almost like there's only our way to do it. You know, like no one else has really walked that authentic path before, because it's yours to walk. It's ours to walk. And, you know, finding the people who can walk that with you is such a powerful thing to have. So, you know, as you think about the transformation you want to see in your life, finding your community is so powerful. And I was going to say, you know, how can you begin to have that in your life? Like Amanda and I have started a mastermind. We've got two other women in a group that we meet with once a week. For us, it's sort of focusing on our business, but there's life stuff that we talk about in there and share. And I think, you know, we've talked about this too, that as we're going forward into this new earth and the new paradigm, we're changing the way that we're connecting with people. So it is like creating these small groups. A group of four is a really beautiful number. Like it feels really good. If you've got three other people in your life that you can start a regular call with, where you are connecting to share so much time within that call to celebrate your wins, talk about things you want to focus on, seek support, hold each other accountable, just be witnessed and seen in your own journey, it can be a really powerful thing. And it's a beautiful touchstone to have once a week where we're showing up no matter what we've been able to accomplish with our businesses or not, and have like-minded women, also very different, holding space for you and then being able to give you like three fresh sets of perspective and angles to things that you're experiencing. And I think that's been such a gift, I think, that we created to support us through like bigger things we want to do. And so, you know, as listeners are listening, like this is something you can create for yourself. Friends, people you don't really know very well but feel a similar path to you, and showing up for one another in that way can be really powerful to help you step into the things you want to be doing, work through your blind spots, face your fears, you know, work through things while feeling the fear because you've got support around you. What do you think are some other ways that people can be supporting themselves as they, you know, walk through their transformation, show up as their authentic selves?
Yeah, I think that really, I think having a vision for where you see yourself going is quite powerful to keep you on track, right? And because it does, in the daily work of it, it can feel easy to get distracted or get down on yourself. So having a vision, and something that came up in a video I shared with you, but I'll share for those listening, as far as looking like 3 years out of where you want to be, and then kind of reverse engineering how to potentially get there, and the person that you want to be, what are the behaviors that that person does, and what does it feel like, and how much of your daily life is in congruence with that vision that you want to create for yourself. And it's like a fine line, I'd say, or a balance between, you know, allowing ourselves to have, you know, we don't have to be 100% always in line, but the majority of the time, are we in alignment with that who we wish to become? I would say the more that we can be in line with that and with that vision is going to help us in terms of getting where we wish to be and doing the work that we wish to do. So I would say learning, like, I guess self-education has always been a part of my path, but really focusing on the things that are adding to our development. And probably if you're, you know, listening to podcasts like this, you are, that's, you know, at least part of what you're doing is contributing to your growth and your expansion. And like, where do you want to go? And then what are the things that you need to learn to get there? What are the ways that you would benefit in changing, or what do you need to let go of? What are the things that are holding you back? Maybe the behaviors or habits that are not in alignment of that vision. I agree with you very much about our mastermind. And I think it's the whole high ticket coaching world. To me, that's an old way of doing things. Not that someone that is selling something that doesn't have something to offer, but I think if we're motivated to get where we want to go, there are so many ways that don't cost a lot of money to get there. Mm-hmm. And the value of our choices really does have the potential to move us forward, right? It's starting something that cultivates our own growth. And like, for instance, this podcast, right? Like, it's deciding that we're going to create this thing. No one gave us the roadmap. We decided how we wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. We came up with the topics, and it was all of our inspiration that created it. And it's like, we created this growth vortex for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all have the potential to do that. And I think if we're listening, the clues about how we're going to best grow are available to us.
Yeah, I think something that came up as you were saying that is, in the doing and the creation of something, that's where you tap into more creativity. Something I think I've always been afraid of is, and I think I've had a story that I'm not that creative, and that's such a lie. Such a lie.
Same.
I'm very creative, but in the looking from the outside to the thing like a podcast, and sometimes even the, you know, some of the things I want to create in my business, like, I'm so well equipped, I am, even to create like the website or whatever, the visuals, yet I have a firm story and belief that I'm not creative enough, or I don't know what to do, right? Like, such a weird place to stand when it's a complete lie and yet feels really daunting and scary. But I want to say that exactly, it's in the doing, right? It's the doing. You've got to take that first step and start doing, because that's the thing that unlocks, you know, the any sense of I don't have what I need. Because you do it, you realize you do. And in that process, like, more creativity comes through. And, you know, it has been a great experience to reflect on the podcast, because it's such a big piece of our lives at the moment. If we're really tuned in, there are things that come up of like, this is what we can share, and this is where we want to take this. And, you know, that naturally flows through us. I had thought to myself at the start, like, how are we going to record however many episodes? We're going to run out of things to say, which is normal to think that. But as you grow and evolve, like, that changes too. So if you have a fear of like, how am I going to get longevity out of something? Like, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. The starting of the doing part is what activates more of the thing that you're trying to share and do. You know, it's like turning on a tap, which has been beautiful. And then I'll say too, you know, part of the reflection that I did of this year, because so much of this year was a lot of inner work for me and a lot of trying to seek clarity. And when I think back to the start of the year, to the kind of clarity that I have now, I have come leaps and bounds. And, you know, for a very long time though, while seeking this clarity, I didn't have it. I probably didn't have it until a month ago. So it's taken me 11 months of showing up for this thread that I felt I wanted to follow, that felt to me like if I explore this, this is where these last pieces of clarity I'm seeking are going to drop in for me. That's been through an exploration of human design, gene keys, and some deeper parts of my own astrology. And while I did that at the start of the year with someone in a 3-month container, and it was amazing, but it was just overwhelming amount of information that I was just sort of left spinning, wondering what on earth to do with that. And so, you know, even with that, when we can choose to dive into a learning, to discover more, to learn more, we also have to have a time of integration. And I think bringing what we're learning into our own systems is kind of like digestion. We have to process it. It has to become ours. It has to become cellular. It has to become our way of expressing, or our way, you know, of understanding, because then I don't think it's potentially, you know, purely authentic. So even as I see it, you know, my first 4 or 3 months was all this heady information. It was amazing. Yes, it was aligned, but it was so heady. And I had to kind of wait another 6 months for kind of like, you know, that to fall like dust or, you know, ash to the ground, to see what really landed for me and how I can then like use that to like fertilize the soil to know exactly what I'm going to grow from that. And that takes time, but it also took like intention. I intentionally had to work with that, ask questions, seek more answers, do my own personal exploration of gene keys outside of someone else providing a high level information for that for me, you know, just seeking to keep following that little call that was like, it's down this path, knowing, okay, I'm not there yet and it's coming and I'm kind of holding more clarity. But the moment it dropped in, it was just like, it wasn't just one piece. It kind of like opened a door. And for me, when I look to 2025, I see now a clear plan, a vision, as you spoke to, of what I want to do, what I want to create, who I want to work with, what I want to say. And I did not have that 12 months ago. But that year that I spent focusing on clarity, I got it. So in some ways, that change and that process takes time. And there's a trusting in divine timing. It's a big part of my journey, is trusting that there is divine timing, learning that there is an energy to creation and when it's time to create. And there's also a time to be, you know, kind of like the squirrel gathering the nuts, preparing for that time of creation. And so honoring where you are in your journey. And we're going to talk to this a little bit more in our next episode as we go into the new year about aligning with energy and, you know, how we can work with what's showing up for us. But just knowing that, you know, things take time, but at the same time, it can also happen very quickly, because a year isn't really that long, right? In the grand scheme of things, in a soul's life, it's nothing. So I also wanted to say too, something you mentioned there, like we have to let go of certain things like habits, whatnot. Sometimes we have to let go of people that aren't supporting this growth, because if there's an energetic alignment with certain people that isn't a match for you, that kind of holds you down or pulls you away from things or pulls you into negative thinking or limited thinking or scarcity, or that your dreams aren't possible, and yet you know in your heart that it is, like that can be a very challenging thing to do. But we may have to separate ourselves from people. And so finding those who are in energetic alignment with us to support, and lift us up, because it literally is a sense of being lifted up, because vibrationally they are different. Their energy is different. And then just being really intentional. Your intention is everything. And if you, that's part of your vision. If you can set your intention, this is what I want to know. This is where I want to go. This is what I want to learn. This is what I want to uncover. This is what I want to heal. That's what keeps you focused moving forward, knowing that the path from that time you set your intention to the realization of it is fraught with all kinds of adventure and experiences, and that's what that means. To set an intention is to go on a journey to learn things, reveal things, get rid of things, embrace things. You know, that's what it means. That's what transformation is. And so coming back to reflecting, like, we can so easily, and this is definitely something that I do, get to the end of the year and go, well, oh, I didn't do X, Y, and Z. Like, I didn't rewrite my website, and I didn't, you know, it wasn't on social media all year. Like, oh, what did I do? Take that time to reflect. You know, what have I learned? How have I changed? Who was I in January, February, March, April? You know, and look at those incremental shifts and changes. What worked for me? What didn't? What do I want to continue to do as I move into the next year? What don't I want to do anymore? How have my standards changed here? You know, what do I want more of? What do I want less of? Like, that's where we really get to create and be more intentional, by sitting and spending that time to reflect on who we've become and the life that we've been living, how it aligns to where we want to be. You know, what are the big learnings that have come out of that?
Yeah, back to what you're speaking about, that creative energy and the creative flow. And I think that's something that I've embraced more about myself this year, is that I am a creative person, which is, I think I've been getting hints of that over the years, but there's part of me that still did not believe, like, that was part of my identity of who I am. And even though, like, in my design, like, creation, like, it has come up over the past 5 years, but really this year I'm feeling it more. And just in this past few weeks, I was sewing something for my daughter, and we've done, since she got a sewing machine back in June for her birthday, I've sewed multiple costumes for her. And it might not seem like that big of a deal, but it was quite profound for me on multiple levels as I was, like, deep into this project. And it was, like, the most challenging thing I've ever sewn. And then I realized that my mom, she bought all these sewing things that she never sewed in her life. And it was kind of like she had the dream to do the thing and she never got to doing it, not to learning how to do it. And I think part of my path is doing the thing. Like, my Jean Key 41 is my life's work, my brand. It's about not just fantasizing about things. It's about manifesting and creating. And that was the lesson of my mom's illness and her passing, was not just kind of sleeping on my life and thinking that I have more time to do things. And if there is a desire to do something, to actually do it. And so this realization that I had as I was sewing this corset with all these, like, intricate things that I'd never done before. And I was like, wow, I'm doing the thing that it felt profound, like, on an ancestral level, to be making this thing that, like, I'm in a way doing it for my mom. I'm showing my daughter how to create things as well. I mean, she very much loves to create things. And so it's like, I don't know, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. Or maybe it's just like a piece of clothing, but it's symbolic of so much more. And it was one of those things where it's like, oh man, what did I sign on for this? What did I sign up for here? Mm-hmm. Number one, it took a lot of time. Number two, it was very, like, physically, it was a lot of work, like, punching all these holes out. But it was like, I signed up to do it. I'm going to keep going and like persevering through it. Mm-hmm. To go to completion, which is another part of my, like, lessons, is, like, bringing things to completion. It's these things that we feel nudged to do and deciding to do them, following through them, is there's so much for us when we do it, whether it's, like, sewing something, whether it's doing something in our business, whether it's whatever we feel called to do. Mm-hmm. And create, it's like believing in ourselves, like, not knowing, like, I had no idea if this thing is going to be wearable on the other side. And so it's this act of faith. When we're putting in the work, we're putting in the energy, we're sacrificing something else that we're not able to do because we've committed to this thing and persevering forward with this faith, this trust that there's going to be something worthy on the other end, whether it just be the lessons of the experience of it itself, like the process, like it has so much for us. So I think believing in ourselves that we are creators, that we are here to create things, whether it's our reality, whether it's physical items, whether it's, you know, writing things, music, or I think we all have something that wants to come through us. If and the more that we open up to it, more things want to come through. Like, I couldn't have envisioned making a corset 6 months ago, but I started on like something much more simple. And then each time I've upped the ante a little bit, and the creations get bigger through each item that we take on. And like for us, you know, we're talking about next year. It's like, we've gone through one iteration of this podcast and we've grown through it. And now, okay, what's the next level for us? What's the next step? And so it's a new challenge, because we know that we were able to do this and we've kind of ironed that out. And it's like now the next phase. And that's how people get to some level of mastery. It's like, they don't get there. They don't go from A to Z in one jump, right? There's steps along the way where they incrementally grow and expand along the way a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And to become masterful in whatever it is that one is doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well said. And I think too, you know, as we talk about creativity, like it's really kind of an innate energy of who we are. And when we take away those limitations, fears, restrictions, like when we're being creative, that's when we're tapping into that natural flow, our life force energy in some ways, because it is a creative force and very much lends to why we say we are creator beings, because it's literally the energy coming through us that wants us to, is compelling us to do, to learn, to grow, to evolve. And I think too, as you said there, which is powerful, is in us showing up for challenges like that, sewing a corset, whatever it is, you know, for our children to see us step into those things, take them on, learn from them. What an amazing role model you're being, that we just have something that needs to be done. We figure out how to get it done and we do it. Then maybe the outcome's awesome. Maybe it needs some tweaking, but that's okay too. We learn from that. We move forward. So I think in our own roles, whether we have children or not, you know, it could be that us being an example for others, being an example for family members, holding the space for it's okay to change, it's okay to grow, it's okay to, you know, win some, lose some. You know, I think, you know, just being willing to try independent of how it turns out, you know, for us in this podcast, like, we don't know where this is going. We enjoy it. We love the conversations. And really, I think a big powerful thing is the growth that we're experiencing through it. And as you said, we have our eyes set on, okay, that was great. Now let's challenge ourselves again within this framework. Like, when you can make that commitment, you can continue to just like push your own edges, have a hand in your own growth, and really take your hands off where and what the outcome is. Like, of course, there's a ideal. If we get there, we get there. But I mean, this is a long game, right? We've got to understand it. As you just said, like, it's not going to happen overnight. We've got to show up. This could blow up. It could become something we've never even imagined. And, you know, we're going to intentionally take steps that could potentially bring that about as a reality by, you know, challenging ourselves to level up again and again and again.
Yeah. What I was going to say is, like, we don't know if we're going somewhere within this podcast, if if this podcast is teaching us things that, you know, we're going to be used elsewhere in our lives. Yeah. Like, we don't know. Yeah. And I think that feeling like we need to know the answers, feeling like, what's that false sense of certainty that, you know, it's such a metaphor for life, right? Like we have no idea what our paths have in store for us. Being willing to, you know, take the journey, to go on the trip, and trust ourselves, really. Like we're learning to trust, like everything that we do when we're, you know, essentially creating from scratch. Like we've taken, whether it's sewing a corset or this podcast or the things that we're doing, like we are taking materials that are available to us, right? There's ideas of how to do a podcast out there. Other people have done it. There are tutorials of how to start. But in the end, it's like we're all putting our own imprint on something. And we're taking like raw materials and we're putting them together. And our first iterations are not going to be polished. They might look pretty, or sound pretty, and being okay with that, right? Like being okay with, wherever we are on our path. Like I think about like my photography, and it's something where I love it because I'm never there. Like I'm better than I was 2 months ago, but I'm still not where I wish to be going. And so every time I go take pictures and edit, it's like, it's a new opportunity to try something new, to learn something new. And I think that's what's exciting about choosing to be creators in whatever form that we are, is that life isn't boring, right? Like life is, and some of us that aren't cut out for the 9-to-5, you know, you get to take both sides of the equation. It's both challenging and quite rewarding to not have to be in the same thing day in and day out. And I appreciate this year, and I appreciate that, just this opportunity to reflect upon what it is that we have cultivated here together. And I'm excited to see where it goes next year. And I think our next episode, we're going to be talking more about, well, we have talked about the creation process here, but maybe some more intentional ways that we can really ground into moving forward. You know, we talked about looking back, and now, and then at the beginning of the year, if we can set some intentions, right? What is the energy? Like, what do we feel? Like, it's very interesting looking back on this year. Like, for me, there was a very specific energy to this year. And I think you mentioned as well, the same for yourself. And I do feel a different energy moving into next year. I think this year for me as well has been like a preparatory year for something else and a new phase, a new part of my own evolution. And so, and in that way, like it makes, like this year has been challenging and, for multiple reasons, but my experience leading up to this year prepared me for this year to ride out some challenges in ways that I wouldn't have, experienced them. And to understand that sometimes the challenges are very much necessary for where we want to go.
Yeah, 100%.
So, curious to see what 2025 has in store.
What challenges 2025 has for next year?
Challenges and gifts.
Challenges and gifts, exactly. You know, and I think about the time I've lived in Japan. You know, we came here with no idea what was ahead of us, just this idea of renovating a hotel into hotel apartments, a restaurant and a cafe. What a wonderful idea.
It sounds so fun.
Right? You know, and Ricky loves to do construction. Oh, joy. And it was there was joy and there was a lot of, you know, proud moments, but there was a hell of a lot of hard work, so much challenge, a lot of tears, a lot of fear, a lot of, oh my God, what the hell are we doing? And yet,
An awakening.
There
you go, death.
An ego death. Yep. And, you know, it's like you said before, you know, is this podcast, are we doing this because it's going to lead us to something like, you know, some podcast fame or whatever, or is it just literally us in the process of becoming people yeah. need to become for, something else that's down the track. We don't know. And that, you know, first 7 years in Japan was literally just this rearranging of who I am and like learning and growing, because somewhere along the line, that is going to serve me, and it is serving me. But I know it's prepared me for something else. It's coming, right? It's not here yet. But, you know, yes, this year of doing the podcast has been a preparation for me to be able to be ready to be the person I need to be for 2025 for the work I want to do. Because had I not been using my voice, had I not been facing my edges, that's a very different offering and service I'm providing compared to who I am now. And that's the question I want to leave people with. Like, as you look back on that year, like, who are you now? Who are you in this moment? Who have you become? What have you stepped into? Celebrate that. Acknowledge that. Acknowledge what the year has brought you. Really take some time to reflect on it, because it can be truly powerful. At first, you may think not much, but if you do take some time to reflect on it, it can be a really grounding way to become very present and embodied in the growth that you've experienced, and acknowledge it and like feel it, and you know you have access to this new version of you, and then be inspired for exactly what do you want to create next from this place. What's ahead for you? And as you said, we'll dive into that in our next episode. So
I was going to add to that, having gratitude for all of it, right? When we can appreciate and find an understanding that it's all here for us. Yeah. And really, gratitude is such a high vibrational mm-hmm. way of being. And if we can feel that for all the moments, whether they were easy or hard or whatever they were, and just acknowledge that they brought you to where you are in this moment in time, and where you are in this moment in time is an important part of your journey of where you're going and who you are here to be in this lifetime. It'll make whatever comes ahead, whether it be easy or hard, all that much easier when we can really just honor everything that has happened for us in our path so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well said. And I want to say this will be our last episode that we're going to put out this year. We'll be posting a new episode in the new year. If you want to be notified when that comes out, head to our website and sign up to be on our mailing list so you get our email so you don't miss that. It's going to be an amazing first episode for the start of the year. Forget your New Year's resolutions. You want to tune into our episode and help yourself get aligned energetically for what's coming up for you and where you want to go. So we'll be back with an episode in 2 weeks. And have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and see you all in the new year. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you haven't already, please do subscribe to your favorite podcast platform or to our YouTube channel so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. Be sure to head to our website, theawakeningconversations.com, for the resources mentioned in this episode. Here you can also leave your questions, comments, or feedback so we can create more episodes that you love. And if you'd like to be a guest to share your own awakening journey with our listeners, or you have a business or offering that supports others going through their awakenings, head to our website, theawakeningconversations.com, click on Be a Guest, and we'll be in touch. Until next time, take care.